This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. So I've been sharing some very funny stories with you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Read, Laugh, Repeat. And this book is a collection of some of the funniest stories that we have published in our 28-year history. And we've got stories in here about domestic disasters and marriage and dogs and cats doing crazy things and embarrassing moments and weird family members, senior moments, holiday disasters, and kids, because kids are really funny. And today I want to share a couple of stories about kids that just have me laughing out loud every time I read them. So our first story is by Shannon McCarty. And her first mistake was thinking that the solution to the problem of her always screaming six-month-old baby was to have a second baby right away. She thought that having two kids close together would make things easier because they would entertain each other. Well, she got pregnant right away, but was surprised that it turned out to be twins, and her twin girls arrived when her first baby was only 14 months old. Well, those twins turned out to be just as much a handful as their brother. So now she had three always screaming babies and eventually three toddlers. So imagine trying to feed three toddlers or bathe them or do anything with three highly mobile and motivated little munchkins. One day, Shannon had all three of them in the bath. The twins were a year and a half, and their brother was 2.5, and someone rang the doorbell. So Shannon darted to the door to grab a package from the UPS guy and was about to run back to the bathtub, all in a matter of seconds, when she discovered that the toddlers had all escaped. The boy ran past her out the front door into the front yard, and as she was trying to wrangle him back into the house, the twins escaped too. So now Shannon had three naked, slippery toddlers running around outside. She managed to grab the boy, but the girls had taken off and were now 10 houses away down the street. She managed to grab one of the girls too. And then Shannon says, for some strange reason, the free twin stopped running and screaming. A puzzled look came over her face. All of a sudden, she was contemplative. I saw her bend her legs ever so slightly and assume a wider stance. Oh, no, I thought, please no. But alas, she used the neighbor's yard as her own personal potty, defacing the yard that Shannon's neighbor Stella proudly pruned and preened every weekend. And right as this was happening, Stella emerged from her front door. She stared in amazement as the little twin girl continued doing her business in the yard. Well, Shannon cleaned up her neighbor's yard with the dog's pooper scooper, and then her neighbor helped her walk all three of her naked hoodlums back to her house. Fortunately, the neighbor was also a mom, so she understood that when you're raising kids, how do I put this in a clean way? Shoot happens.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In our second story, Katie O'Connell tells us that her kids were all dressed up and squirming uncomfortably, the little girls in holiday dresses and the little boys in ties. They were going to a special holiday mass at their church. You had to get there early to get a seat. So the O'Connell family decided to not even try because their 2.5-year-old daughter, Mary Claire, could never sit still. And in fact, they had nicknamed her Our Lady of Perpetual Motion. So they decided to get there deliberately too late to get a seat so that they could stand in the back of the church and their daughter could roam around a bit. Well, they timed it perfectly, and they strolled into church just before Father Jim began his procession. When he called the children forward for the Christmas story, Katie's older daughter took the hand of her little sister and walked her down the aisle. The kids did a little performance about the birth of baby Jesus. Miraculously, Mary Claire was calm and did exactly what she was supposed to do during the children's part of the service. She ran back to Katie at the end, and Katie was so relieved that there had been no outburst and no running around on her part. But the service wore on, and Mary Claire's patience wore thin. She hadn't napped enough that day, and she was starting to get restless. Katie whispered in her ear, "Look at Father Jim. He's saying prayers for baby Jesus." Mary Claire calmed down, and Katie was proud of herself. She had this mother thing mastered. And then Mary Claire whispered, "Mama, who's that?" with her chubby finger pointing toward a large stained glass window. Katie whispered back, "That's Jesus," not really thinking about what the picture depicted, Jesus on the cross. Mary Claire asked, "What's he doing?" And then Katie blew it. Without thinking, she answered, "That is when he dies." Mary Claire, the 2.5-year-old, was stunned and went quiet. But then the whole church heard her. "He dies?" she shrieked. "Baby Jesus dies? He was just born." She started sobbing, and the O'Connell family grabbed all their stuff and made the quickest exit they had ever made from church. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Read, laugh, repeat. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you'd like to share your own stories, you can become one of our published writers. Check out the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see a list of topics we're working on, some story guidelines to help you write a great piece, and the form you'll fill out to send in your story for consideration. Because we are always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of powerful poems from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm Speaking Now. Black women share their truth in 101 stories of love, courage, and hope.